This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. Authorities are trying to determine the cause of an early morning row home fire in Fairhill that killed a woman and her six-year-old daughter. The woman's son and her boyfriend were injured as well. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports the four were trapped in the basement.
This is North 4th Street near West Clearfield. It was about 3:30 in the morning when fire crews got to this row home in the middle of the block. Authorities say they rescued two older people who were stuck on the porch, which is protected by white metal bars. Then firefighters broke into the house to get to the rest of the family members who were stuck in the basement. Acting Executive Fire Chief Daniel McCarty says the woman's boyfriend tried to protect the kids down there.
Couldn't get them out, so put them in the bathroom down there to try to keep them safe. But by the time we got there, there was so much smoke trapped in that room.
Firefighters got them out and took them to the hospital. Officials say the six-year-old girl and her mother died. They say the young boy is hanging on, and the woman's boyfriend has smoke inhalation and is stable. Neighbors like Anna Vasquez are devastated. She just saw the kids out yesterday.
They were outside playing, and they were just running around. You could hear them laughing and carrying on. But they were, like, again, it's tragedy.
In Fairhill, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Here's another thing for car owners to worry about. Thieves stole three Hondas in Montgomery County by copying the car's key fobs when those keys were seemingly safely in the owner's possession. Police in Royersford say the criminals used tech to capture and relay the signal from the fobs to unlock and start each car. They were stolen from Robota Boulevard and Vaughan Road sometime in Wednesday night into Thursday. Police say if your car has keyless entry, you should consider keeping your key fob in what's called a Faraday bag or pouch. That blocks your fob signal when you're not using it. You can find them online for about $10. A federal judge in San Francisco has ordered the Trump administration to reinstate about 30,000 probationary employees from a half dozen government agencies. The judge saying the use of the Office of Personnel Management to conduct the layoffs was unlawful and calling the downsizing effort a sham. KYW's Vic Raghupathy spoke to local workers who were affected by the firings.
U.S. District Judge William Alsup said in his order to reinstate tens of thousands of probationary employees across the Departments of Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, Interior, and Treasury that claims firings were based on performance were a lie. Heather Bright was a probationary IRS worker fired when her first performance review was still 3 months away.
If they want you gone, they're going to eliminate your position. And I can't really turn down any stable position for something that has no stability. And I can't even believe that saying that working for the government right now, there is no stability.
Last month, around 7,000 IRS workers were laid off, including about 400 in Philly. National Treasury Employees Union Chapter 71 Executive VP Alex J. Berman says the layoffs have engendered skepticism and fear across the board.
It's not just those probationary employees. It's the ones who are left behind who are looking at what was done, and it's people who don't work for the federal government who might have brought their talents.
And Villanova law professor Ann Giuliano says while the Trump administration appeals, it can take the lawful route to get the downsizing it wants.
They can begin the process for the agencies individually to make the determination to lay off these workers.
Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.